This is Leslie Wise, and this is our little series of podcasts for practice management. This one is on associateships, but not your doctor as an employee associateship. This would be not an unusual situation where the doctor is hired by a senior doctor, an old doc, and paid on commission. So this one would be the doctor on commission. What happens here is the old doc is looking to, number one, increase the number of patients he can see, number two, increase the amount of dollars he can churn in the office, or number three, he's looking for a little more time off and he's looking for somebody to fill in for him and see his patients. And he decides to pay on a commission basis. And this is fairly standard. So he makes a contract with the new doc saying, you come work in my office, you take care of my patients, and you may bring in some patients of your own, but you're going to be working in the office, and here's how you're going to be paid. Of all the money that you generate, we're going to be billing insurance companies and billing individuals. You don't get paid on billings, you get paid on collections. So the amount of money that is collected on the services that you have rendered and have been billed to various sources, you'll get paid according to collections. The most typical amount that old docs pay new docs on this commission status is they pay 40% of collections. So to put that into numbers a little bit, we would say that the old doc has the new doc see a lot of his patients in a given month, and he generates generates billings of maybe $12,000, but the collections turn out to be $10,000. So you're going to be paid 40% of the collection. So 40% of $10,000 would be $4,000. That would be your pay for the month, 40% of collections. If you continue to do well and things step up a little bit and you go to $15,000 of collections, then you're going to collect 40% of that. That's $6,000 a month. That's $72,000 a year. If you were to step up to $20,000 in collections, 40% of that would be $8,000 a month, and $8,000 a month times 12 is $96,000 a year, a pretty decent income. Most associates get stuck in the $70,000 a year range, and they feel like they have a real hard time getting above that. They're generating a good bit of collections and seeing a good many patients to collect that, but the old doc is still making a little money on them, so people get a little dissatisfied with the situation after a year or two. But anyway, that's a percentage collection. The other feature of this kind of contract would be very often the old doc knows that in the first month or two, you're not going to be generating huge amounts of collection. So he gives you a guaranteed income. He says your income will never go below $2,000 a month. That's the guaranteed income. The idea is that you will step up from that and your commission will pay you higher, like $4,000, $6,000, as we have mentioned. So this contract is usually for 1 year at a time, and either party can sever the contract with 2 weeks' notice. The old doc is collecting taxes from your pay. He's collecting Social Security. You may or may not get some sort of fringe benefits like health insurance or a retirement plan or paid days off or your malpractice insurance premiums paid for you and continuing education courses paid for. Those are things that sometimes come as added benefits. But anyway, this is the fairly standard 40% of collections type associate. So here is the associate doctor on commission. There are some other ways of being an associate, and we're going to talk about them in a couple of other talks. Okay.